Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Today's topic? A big one. Discipline isn't about being perfect. Ever felt like you are constantly falling short of some unattainable standard? Like your willpower was a fragile little thing that shattered at the first whiff of temptation? Yeah, me too. And honestly, it's a trap we all get caught in. We think discipline is this rigid, uncompromising force demanding every single day to be flawless. But let's be real. Life isn't about perfection. It's about progress. And that's what this podcast is all about, helping you switch up your mindset on discipline and actually make it work for you. So, 5 key takeaways I want you to really grab onto today. First off, discipline isn't a destination. It's a journey. It's not about achieving some end goal of being perfectly disciplined every single day. Think of it more like training for a marathon. You wouldn't expect to run a marathon on your first day of training, right? It takes consistent effort, setbacks, and learning from those stumbles along the way. Number 2, embrace the power of small wins. Don't get bogged down trying to overhaul your entire life at once. Celebrate those little victories. Maybe it's finishing that one work project early, hitting the gym for 20 minutes instead of skipping it altogether, or simply making a healthy meal instead of ordering takeout. Those small wins add up, and they build momentum for bigger changes down the road. Thirdly, be kind to yourself. We all slip up. It's part of being human. Don't beat yourself up over those moments when you stray from your goals. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. You know that feeling when you fall off a bike? You dust yourself off, learn how to balance better next time, and keep riding. Discipline is no different. Speaking of learning, number 4. Discipline isn't one size fits all. What works for your best friend might not work for you, and that's okay. Experiment with different strategies until you find what clicks for your personality and lifestyle. Maybe it's setting daily goals, using a reward system, or finding an accountability buddy. And finally, number 5. Remember why you started in the first place. What are you striving for? What kind of life do you want to build? Keep that vision at the forefront of your mind when those moments of doubt creep in. Those reasons are your fuel. They're what keep you going even when things get tough. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super motivated woman who decided to start running marathons. She's hitting the gym every day, eating clean, and planning her training meticulously. But then, life happens. She gets sick, misses a few runs, feels discouraged, and starts thinking she's not disciplined enough. Sound familiar? See, Sarah got caught up in the idea of perfect discipline. The truth is, she had to be kind to herself, acknowledge those setbacks, and refocus on her goals. She realized that even missing a run or two doesn't mean she's failing. It's about getting back on track, learning from the experience, and keeping that fire burning. Discipline isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up consistently, even when you don't feel like it, celebrating those small wins, and being kind to yourself along the way. Remember, progress over perfection. So, what are you going to do differently today? What's that one small win you can celebrate? Share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you all. And as always, thanks for tuning into The Discipline Switch. See you tomorrow for another dose of motivation and real talk about making discipline work for you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.